Lord, we honor you, we praise you, we bless you, we magnify you this morning. Our lives are in your hands. Amen. Father, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We come into your courts with praise. We're thankful and we're going to bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated in his presence. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I should have just allowed Avante to keep going. Amen. I've been where he is, though. And when it's in you, it's in you. Amen. Praise God. Couldn't wait for testimony services. I'd be one of the first ones to pop up because God is depositing things in you all week long. And you just want to share what he's deposited with others. Amen. Hallelujah. And God's going to do great things in that young man. I know he already is. But eyes have not seen. Amen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared for them that love him and those that love him. Hallelujah. But God reveals those things unto us by and through his Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to see the pastor playing today. You all shot today too, so hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a good thing. Amen. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm sharp every week. Amen. Touche. Amen. Hallelujah. That's true. He and his wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The praise team didn't stay too long today. And when I say too long, didn't stay long enough for me, but thank God for them and what they do on the weekly basis here. Praise God, entering to the presence of the Lord, allowing us to enter into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. A little different today, but we'll go how he leads us. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel. I had a little dental surgery. Matter of fact, they called me back in Friday for emergency stuff. But so pardon me if I don't take the mask off. Y'all just pray with me. I think you'll be able to hear me today anyway. 1 Samuel 22, just a couple of verses there. Amen. Hallelujah. 1:2. And it reads thusly, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. I want to lift up the subject today, a captain in the cave. Help me, Holy Ghost. A captain in the cave. David wasn't a captain in the castle. Wasn't made a captain in the palace. But God allowed him to become a captain in the cave. In his hard place. Come on now. In his difficult place, in a dark place, in his lonely place, God made him a captain in his cave. Not when things were going well, but when David was desperate, when he was going through trying times. And it seemed as if things couldn't get any worse. God made him a captain right there in the cave. Place that was on the side of the mountain. He wasn't on the top of the mountain. He was on the side of the mountain. A hole cut out. And David found refuge there. And God started to work on him in the cave. Now I want to suggest to you today that you might be in a hard place. You might be in a difficult situation. You might be in a lonely place, a cold place, a dry place. You might be in your cave. Help me, Holy Ghost. But God can make you a captain, a leader, right there in your cave. Hallelujah. Sometimes God needs to get us out of our comfort zone. To a desperate place, a hard place, a dark place, a difficult place. So he can work on us. Move on us. Make us what he desires us to be. And I tell you, he'll make you a captain right there down in your cave. Hallelujah. If you allow him to. Thing I learned about God is that my best times with God have not been on the mountaintop. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Haven't been when things were going well in my life. I thank God for those times. But we've said, even on Monday nights, we've mentioned that the God of the hills is also the God in the valley, too. And sometimes he's got to allow you to know that he's not just the God of the good times. He's also the God of your trying times. Oh, and won't he come up and show himself to you when you're going through? Hallelujah. But God speaks to me most when I'm going through. In my dark places, in my dry places, that's when the Lord shows up. And he walks with me. He talks with me and he tells me that I am his own. And the joy we share when we tarry right there, somebody said, none other. Has ever known. He shows up. In my dry places, he shows up in and at my difficult times. And he allows me to know that he is with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I learned that the best relationships are not forged when things are going well. No. The best relationships are those relationships who that endure the fire and the storm. And they still come out on the other side together. You start to say stuff like, that's my ride or die partner. Because if he or she will go with me through this, I know he or she has my back. We are close. I tell you, the closest relationships are forged in the fire. Hallelujah. That's how I know that the pastors are close. And I want to tell you something. They'll tell you, and they haven't said it to me or divulged it to me, but they'll tell you what makes them so close. It's not just when everything's going well, but what's made them so close is when they had to walk through heck and high water, but they kept on holding one another's hand, and God brought them out on the other side. Hallelujah. Woo! She held my hand when I was sick. He tells the story. She cooked for me before we even got married when I was sick. Oh, that'll forge a relationship. And say, this isn't a fly-by-night friend. This is somebody who will stick with me to the end. And that's the way God is. When you're hurting, and when you're in pain, and he walks with you through it, you come out and say, we close. He's with me. What a friend. Well, y'all don't hear me. Great God Almighty. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hallelujah. Not a fly-by-night friend, but a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. He's a friend when I'm sick. He's a friend when I'm crying. He's a friend when everyone else leaves me alone. What a friend. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. And we become close, based and predicated upon what we've gone through together. See, the song says, you don't know. Great God Almighty. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know the tears he wiped from my eyes. You don't know how he held me up when I felt like giving up. You don't know how he kept me from committing suicide. You don't know. And that kind of closeness forges a relationship. That type of propinquity, if you will, nearness, causes me to be close to somebody because of what I've endured or walked through with him or her. In this case, God. And so God allows David to become a captain in the cave, in his hard place. And I like that the cave, it says, was near or in the midst of the hills of Judah. In other words, his hard place was surrounded by praise. Great God Almighty. I may be in a hard place, but get some praise
around me anyway. Because if you get some praise around me, it reminds me that trouble won't last always. And eventually, I'm coming out of this. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. I'm preaching myself happy. Yeah. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Bible said praise looks good to the upright. It's comely, it's beautiful to the upright. And sometimes I might be down, but if I can get into praise or just around the praise, it'll lift me up in the name of Jesus. That's why the scripture said put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Somebody ought to try. You ought to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You down and despondent, but I dare you to give them a praise despite what you're going through. And you'll find your burden, your heaviness, God help me, Holy Ghost, lifting up off you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. David became a captain in the cave. Brother said this, some of y'all might not be able to relate to it. I'm not going to arrogate or expropriate, mean take it for myself and say it came from me. That's taking somebody else's stuff and saying it came from you. No, I'm going to attribute it to him. A brother said, I don't know his name, but he said that he reminded us of when we used to take pictures, and some of y'all may not can go back here, but some can. You used to have to take, before the cell phones became popular and could do everything, you took pictures and you get a roll of film. Anybody remember that? And you had to take the roll of film to be developed. Some of y'all remember that. You had to go to the drugstore or woodwork somewhere. And you take that film and you had to drop it off. And even the store couldn't develop the film. They sent it off. And they had it developed. But they sent it off to what was called a dark room. Because the film couldn't be developed in a light room because it would be too much exposure. So it had to be developed in a dark room. And that's why God allows dark situations and cave-like situations. Allows us to become like troglodytes, cave dwellers. Because he knows the only way we're going to be developed is that we go through our dark room experience. Hallelujah. We go through our cave-like situation. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. But before David could become a captain in the cave, he had to find some comfort at the cave. Now the story tells us that David now is running for his life. Saul is jealous. I ain't gonna stay here long, but I'm not going to stay here long. But Saul's jealous of David because of the anointing, y'all don't hear me, that was on his life. The ladies coming out saying, and Saul's the king of Israel this time, and ladies coming out saying Saul killed his thousands, but David killed his 10,000. So a jealous spirit came on King Saul. First, he tried to work with David and have David play for him. And help them out. But he just couldn't stand it. So that spirit of jealousy led the king to try to kill David, throwing javelins up against the wall and all of that stuff. David ended up running for his life because of a jealous, y'all don't hear me, jealous spirit. If you don't like somebody just for no reason, then you gotta, y'all don't hear me. You might be dealing with, just can't stand him, just can't stand her. Why? I don't know, just can't stand him. Might be, y'all don't hear me. And then the thing about a jealous spirit, don't tell folk that. Because they gonna say, well, I ain't jealous of him or her. Well, why don't you like him? For no reason. Why don't you like her for no reason? What is it? Anyway, Saul, the king, the Bible tells us he had a jealous spirit. He tried, but the thing about it, he knew God was with David. Scripture tells us that. He knew that David was God's anointed. But he still kept trying to kill him. Now, why are you trying to curse? What God is blessed? You can't curse. What God has blessed. It's an exercise in futility. No need to try it. As a matter of fact, you start doing like Saul before he became Paul. God intervenes and say, wait a minute, you aren't fighting him or her. You're fighting against me. Amen. But when a spirit comes on a person, they become what we call delusional. They keep doing it anyway. Hallelujah. And so David now is running for his life. The king is trying to kill him. The king of all Israel has his men sent out on a mission to kill David. Amen. Just like the devil often tries to take us out. But again, I'm trying to tell you, you can't curse. Hey, y'all don't hear me. That's why you're still here, because you can't curse what God has blessed. Even if the devil puts you in an accident and you come out through the roof, you start making it a sunroof. Good God Almighty. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. And what should have killed you didn't kill you, it catapulted you. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, David, like us oftentimes, or like we, didn't realize how blessed he was. Amen. Initially. But when he got to the cave, y'all don't hear me, he started to understand some stuff about himself. And he started to recognize that even the king with all his armies couldn't take him down, because God's hand, great God Almighty, was all upon him. He had to find, though, first David had to find comfort in the cave. He tried to find comfort in Jonathan, the king's son, and he helped him a little bit. He tried to find comfort in Michal, if you will, his wife and Saul's daughter. She helped him a little bit. He tried to find comfort in the priest at the temple, and he helped him out, gave him a little showbread to eat. But it still didn't protect him the way he needed to be protected. He even went to the enemy, the Philistines, and said, can y'all help a brother out? And they recognize who he was and say, wait a minute, you've done all this damage to us and you expect us to help you out? So David then started to act crazy, literally. And that allowed him to get away from them. And so David said, I don't have anywhere else to go. Let me run to the cave. No wonder the psalmist said, when my heart is overwhelmed within me, I go to the rock or the cave. Y'all don't hear me. That is higher than I. David found that the only solace and the only comfort he could find was in the cave. Hallelujah. In that dark place, that dank place, David found comfort in the cave. No wonder he said, God is our refuge and our strength. A very present help in time of trouble. Won't God give you comfort in the cave? Yeah. God will comfort you even in a cave, in a difficult circumstance, and a difficult situation. Won't he walk with you in the cave? Won't he cover you in the cave? Won't he revive you in the cave? It might not be a palace, but I'd rather be in a cave with Jesus than in a palace all by myself. No wonder the psalmist said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. I'm trying to tell you, when you can't find comfort anywhere else, go to God. He'll comfort you through all your heartache and all your pain. No wonder David said, weeping may endure for a night, but if you hold on, joy, it'll come in the morning. I wonder today, are you holding? Because if you hold on and you hold on tightly, joy. He had to find some comfort in the cave, and God came right there. Kind of reminds me of Elijah when he's running from Jezebel. Where did Elijah go? He went to a cave. Y'all don't hear me. Now, I know the angel had instructed him out, but he went there first. Hallelujah. And God spoke to him through the angel in the cave. Hallelujah. He's speaking to you, God's miracle church. Through your tears, through your heartache, through your pain, through your dejection, through your trial, through your tribulation, God said, I'll speak to you right here and show you that can't nobody. Do you like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like me. I'm omnipotent. I got all power. I'm omniscient. I know all things. I'm omnipresent. I'm everywhere at the same time. And if you call on anybody, call on me. Won't he comfort you? Great God Almighty. Maybe you haven't gone through enough yet. Maybe you haven't needed him to assuage the pain in your life. But I'm looking for some troglodytes. I'm looking for some cave dwellers. I'm talking to some folk that's been through the storm and the rain, and the only way they made it was that the God of all comfort.
comforted them so they are able to comfort others. I'm so glad that David found comfort. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. In the cave. Praise his holy name. God showed up. And I believe after a while, I'm just surmising here. I believe David got to a point where he'd rather be in the cave than in the palace. Because in the cave, there was joy. God, I feel all right. In the cave, there was peace. In the cave, there was power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about the pastor rehearsing, going out and going through his cave, like one of the cave-like experiences, and going outside and on his knees praying and praying all night. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. That was a cave-like experience. He said he prayed, and he prayed almost all night long. And then God, when he came in, he said, go back out there again because you missed something. He went back out and he prayed, but when he got up, he felt all right because God will comfort you in your cave. I'm talking about something I think, something I know. I have a last month or so been rough on me. One thing after another, physically the devil has tried. He even tried to shut my mouth, but I'm still here even if I got a mask. Hallelujah. Oh, but through it all, hey, through it all, he stood right by my side. I'm so glad that he's a comforting God. I'm so glad that he knows the way I take and he's still right there with me. Think about where you would be if you went through all of that stuff or had to go through all of that stuff without the God of comfort on your side. That's why you ought to praise him, because he brought you through. That's why you ought to praise him, because he was there. That's why you ought to praise him, because he did not allow you to lose your mind. Give him praise. I'm sorry, I can't take it for granted. I can't take for granted. I didn't go through MIMS to the other side yet. I can't take for granted that my body is not so stricken that I'm in a wheelchair. I can't take it for granted that the Lord stood right by my side when the enemy shot everything he had. I'm still standing. I got to give him praise, and I have to give him glory. Oh, God. The pastor said the chief physician. Hallelujah. What the surgeons couldn't do, God has done. And I must give him praise because he's worthy. Hallelujah. Some of us wax effusive. That means we talk a lot, if you will. When somebody does something for us in the natural. But how about blessing God for all he's done for you in the spiritual? As the pastor said last, we look beyond just the S-U-N and look to the S-O-N that over the S-U-N. How about giving him praise for all he's done? David found comfort. God comforted him in the cave before he could become a captain in the cave. And the next thing before I move on was
I believe David developed character in the cave. See, folk don't like to go through cave-like experiences because they're rough and tough, but that's where you really grow. When you're challenged, when there's nothing, no whole, a lot of other things to cling to, no distractions, hallelujah, just you and God, hallelujah. And God then says, hallelujah, that's what I wanted. I wanted to teach you, hallelujah, but I ain't want to do it in a class-like setting. Y'all don't hear me. In other words, I'm going to be your tutor. This will be some after school. Great God Almighty. Amen. One-on-one work. And you know, the tutor can devote all his or her attention to you. And if you can't get it from a tutor, Lord help me, Holy Ghost. You aren't going to get it. But God will isolate us sometime. He won't let things we hope will help us to help us. See, David was close to Jonathan, Saul's son. They were really close. But Jonathan couldn't help him in this one. Not too much. He was married to Saul's daughter again, but she couldn't help him. But so much. He tried to wiggle his way out the situation by, again, going to the enemy. And the enemy, that didn't work. And the character he was developing was leading him to say, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but I'm going to remember the name of the Lord, my God. You got to understand, even in the cave, why are you trying to figure it out? He's already worked it out. And you just got to sometimes, when you don't understand, just stay in still. Come on now. And see the delivering power of God. I'm not going to try to work it out for myself. I know the anointing's on my life. I know I'm a child of God. And that's enough for me. Because it tells me, no matter what, God is with me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? As the prophet said, even if I go to a pit, I might stay there a while, but God will raise me after a while. If I go to prison, hopefully none will, but what may feel like a prison, he'll make me a captain in the prison. Because he's teaching me how to lead in the prison. He's teaching me how to be a better person where I am. In other words, he's developing my character right in my cave. See, some of us have never worshipped until we got in a cave-like situation. Some of us never praised until God took us through that tough time. But when we went through, he taught us how to lean and depend on him. And he showed himself to be strong on our behalf. Hallelujah. So David developed character, I believe, in that cave to this extent. He said, now I'm not going to look to Jonathan. I'm not going to look to anybody else. I'm going to look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Not some of my help, but all. Not some, but all. My help comes from the Lord. And Saul can't kill me because God then anointed me. Trials can't take me out because God has anointed me. My life ain't over because God has anointed me. They can't cancel me because God has anointed me. Great God Almighty. I don't care about cancel culture. You can't cancel out what God has written in. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Then David, after he found comfort and developed some character in the cave, again he becomes a captain in the cave. He ready to lead now. And it says his family, when they heard David was there, came down to the cave. That's interesting, because at first they didn't really want a whole lot to do with David. But God blessed him, and he became a captain even over his family in the cave. Somebody said, you want to really see a revival in the church? Y'all not going to like me. I ain't say that all day, Brother Herb, but I'm saying it now. Got to this point. Y'all not going to like me. But they say, you really want to see a revival? Hallelujah. Get your family saved. Oh, we don't like that. I ain't talking about, well, this and that. No, saved enough to come to church. Saved enough to worship God. Saved enough to praise God. We be coming in 10 deep and a revival will break out because the family is saved. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Shoo! Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. I'm shouting now because I see my family saved. I'm shouting now because I see them coming in. I ain't waiting till the battle's over. I'm going to shout now because I see Daddy in the pews or in the chair. I see my brother in the house of God worshiping God. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Thank you.
Come on, Holy Ghost. We were talking about it Monday. You got to believe it. And when you believe it, you receive it. You got to start believing. One has to start believing that it is so. It has to come from God. But I believe God is saying it's time for household salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you and your whole house. You and your house, the whole house. In other words, you won't have to worry about them telling you turn that gospel music down. Because they're going to have their own. No. Y'all don't hear me. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all saw how Avante, when he was being ordained a deacon, they came in here deep. In the name of Jesus. I'm believing for the Holy Ghost to draw folk and families. Start coming in deep in the name of Jesus. And it's going to be because what they see of what they see in you and me. You'll become a captain in the game. You'll be a leader because of what you've gone through in the game. Miss Lottie, you aren't going through what you're going through for nothing. God said, when you come out on the other side, Captain Lottie, Thank God I feel all right. Woo! Great God Almighty. Woo! Hallelujah. Not just her, but all of us who've gone through so much. God is just working some stuff out in our life. And subsequent to it, after it, he wants us to lead other people in. To say if we went through, you can too. I know what it is to have my heart crushed. But God still healed me. I know what it is to be sick and not be able to get well. But I'm here to tell you, he's able. And he's a doctor, as the old folks say, in a sick room. He's a lawyer, even in my courtroom. You'll be able to tell him there is a better way. Hey, I had to go through my cave to get it. But I'm able to tell you now, he can do anything but fail. I dare somebody to say, excuse me, but I'm going to praise him for what he's already done. Good God Almighty. Woo. I'm just going to praise him for what he's already done in my life. Hallelujah. Great God Almighty. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God said, how are you going to get anything new if you don't praise him for what he's already done for you? Praise him for every tear he wiped away. Praise him for every healing he brought your way. Praise him for keeping your son alive. Praise him for keeping your daughter alive. Praise him for letting you walk through it when they didn't stay alive. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Great God Almighty. Hey, I'm a finish. But sometimes you got to give him a crazy praise because he's done some crazy things in your life. And if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, where would you be? And I'm so glad today that this David we're talking about, he was a fierce warrior, but he also was a worshiper. David said, you can say what you want about me. If you're on my bad side or you're fighting against God, I'll cut your head off. But on the other side, I love the Lord because he first loved me. So I'm going to lift my hands up and give him glory. Great God Almighty. Great God Almighty. That's why God don't call y'all. He doesn't call a lot of sophisticated folk. Y'all don't hear me. That's Corinthians, by the way. Because they too sophisticated and articulate and, you know, refined to give him praise. But God said, I want some fools for Christ. I want some folk that unapologetically, when I bring them out to give me praise, that will lay aside everything else and say, God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. David, it says his family came down to him in the cave. God made him a captain over them. Those who were in distress came down to him. And God made him a captain over them. And finally, you just need to be able to tell folk after God comforts you in the cave. After God gives you a little character in the cave. And after God... After God makes you a captain in the cave, You need to be able to tell folk, come to the cave. Because in the cave, there's peace. In the cave, there's joy. In the cave, there's power. Wherever my God is, joy is there. I wonder today, God's Miracle Church, are you going into anything? Because if you are, come on to the cave. God is in the cave. Peace is in the cave. Power is in the cave. Joy is in the cave. Restoration is in the cave. Fire is in the cave. Anointing is in the cave. Glory is in the cave. Hallelujah. All that you need is in the cave, because God shows up in the cave. And I'm able to tell you, because I've gone through myself, that God is able. If you're in distress, if you're in debt, if you're discontented, it doesn't matter. God is able. And you know the great thing about that is, in the next chapter of Samuel, 2 Samuel, all those folk who came in there who were in debt, discontented, all those folk who had problems, in 2 Samuel, it says they became a mighty army. They were called mighty men and women of God. All because they were willing to come to the cave. Every head bowed. Koradadadishi. Koradadishi. Korababababashi. Shokoradadishi. Hokoradadishi. Hakoradadishi. Now God uses people different ways. We know that. We've got a diversity ministry here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But he does say he'll make his ministers as flames of fire. Praise his holy name. He also says to Jeremiah, I will put my words in your mouth. You might feel as if you're insignificant or not equipped enough to do it, but I will put my words in your mouth, because I called you. I have anointed you. So don't say you're a child, because I'm going to give you what to say when it's time to say it. And I just pray, Lord, put your words, put your words, put your words, put your words in my mouth. Amen. And as the brother prayed for an intensified anointing, he didn't know I was preaching today. As the brother prayed for a shadow passing, God help me, Holy Ghost, anointing. Great God Almighty. As the brother prayed for yoke destroying anointing, let it be so today. In the name of Jesus, if you're wrestling with anything and you desire prayer, come on up. Get in the cave and let God bless you. If you desire prayer for anything, in the name of Jesus, I know he spoke to it. But if you desire God to move on your life, bring you out of that situation you're in today, I believe he's able to do it. Is there anybody who desires God to move on his or her life? Maybe it's an affliction. God said he can touch you right in your cave. Now, I'm just going to give the invitation. First of all, if you don't know Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior. God, hear you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Praise his holy name. Lord, help me, Jesus. Woo! Good God Almighty. Huh? If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Thank you, honey. Stand right there. Good God Almighty. I want you to raise your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to make sure I'm saved in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're not sure you're saved. Okay, I'm giving that invitation. You want to be refilled with the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, come on up in the name of Jesus. A fresh touch from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you and praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.